Billy. In the garbage. Right into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates. People. Dead people coming back to life. People turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it? All that horror crap?
I'm not getting the heavy room noise that we usually get from you.
Yeah, that heavy room noise.
Well, I mean, you got the fan right there, and I'm sure you got a vent right over you somewhere. I mean, you just hear it.
Yeah, and I can turn on the dryer if you want.
If you need to, it won't matter, because you have that microphone now. So that's what I'm saying. It's just a toss-up. But, I mean, we'll try it, see how it goes.
Okay.
I just thought you were going to have, like, regular-ass headphones, because the mic on your thing's actually not bad on your laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Mine sucks a dick. That's why I have this thing. But yours isn't bad. But, hey, Joe, we're recording, and thank you. Welcome to DWN Productions, THC Podcast, sponsored by who? That guy over there, Fast Custom Shirts, the North one, right here. What? What was that little...
Hello, everybody.
At BoyGob.
Yeah, BoyGob.com. Yeah, yeah. Formerly the Horrorphilia Network, which...
I just did a interview, which was surprising. I thought it was going to be an interview about AXE stuff and Forever Faces.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got to talking about, oh, yeah, now I've thankfully been busy making these Forever Faces for A La Zulu. And he said, what did you say? And that took me back because I thought for sure it was going to be like a Zooligan interview. So, I mean, that was weird. It's like, wow, somebody actually found me just by my masks. Not used to that. But thank you to the Crimson Cult podcast. That'll be out. But on Friday, I did do a Zooligan fucking interview. Newcomb's Untitled Variety Hour, let's call it. But yeah, that was fun too. So I just totally thought it was going to be a Zooligan. Because he was from Michigan too. It was weird. He interviewed Ari last week. And I told him about how you guys were trying to lift me up like a log off the floor.
Yeah, how Ari saved you, pretty much.
I did, and I thanked him and told him next time I see him, I'll get him a beer. So, I mean, it's definitely out there. Who knows how many listeners the guy has?
Now, who knows? Who knows? How many do we have? Have you checked our stats?
I think it's three.
Three. We're up to three. That's great.
We're doing good.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have gained a few more people, so that is. Every one you see, it's just doing a little bit better. And you're just like, huh. I didn't even promote the one this week just so I can see, like, how it was. Usually I'll share it to a few groups and shit.
Mm-hmm.
This time I was just like, let's see, the numbers are, like, you don't need to share it, but you need to share it because the number's laughable. So if you guys out there want to share this podcast, that would be swell.
Yeah, I don't think I shared it until, what, yesterday? Because I forgot all about it. This week just seems to have, like flown by.
Yeah, it did. I got 93 masks painted this week.
Painting a lot of football stitches, I see.
Boy, a lot more than just about a football.
Yeah, I mean, you're gearing up for the Super Bowl.
Hey, the big game, you fuck. That's right, Puppy Bowl 19.
It's coming up. Team Rough. Team Rough.
Yeah, I was never a fan of Team Tough myself. Yeah,
Team Fluff.
Ugh.
But, so, yeah, I guess we'll get to dogs later on in the show.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. But, like I said, the week flew by, and I really didn't watch a whole lot. Two movies aside from the one that you had me save for this episode.
What
so you
movie
can go and watch. Skins.
I thought it was Pelissi Lili. Whatever the fuck. You should know. You know the actual word.
Peleus.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah. Skins, as they say in the English.
So were you able to understand this movie? Because this was Spanish, not that dirty Mexican Spanish, right?
Right, it's Castilian, so yeah, I can still understand some of it, but my Spanish is pretty weak to begin with. But
yeah, that's obvious, Joe.
And they're also using a lot of words that I've never heard or used, you know, like deformity and, caring, understanding,
gentlemen.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to have a heart attack.
You will.
Yeah,
you
dude,
will.
I'm so fat. I looked at pictures of myself today. I was like, Jesus Christ. That's all right. I'm getting this leg. The hot poker's getting stuck in it this week. Then I'll get back on that exercise bike and get on that chicken and zucchini diet again and be at it.
Back to your exercise regime. Yeah. And now that you've stopped drinking, so that ought to help. There you go. Good job. Purge your system, man.
Yeah, no, it was my mom's birthday today, and I made her, I think it was like, 2 gallons of margaritas or something. No, it was a gallon, because it was 2 gallon bags filled up halfway, and she had to freeze them, you see.
Yes, you do.
And the fucking Bowles triple sec or whatever I got was fucking black. So that mixed with the mangoes and the clear liquor, tequila, it just looked like puke. So I did not have any. But there was, it's good, which was fucking weird. Because in each bag, there was like the measurement cups, 3 of them just filled with liquor. So that was a lot of fucking booze in there.
Well, wish your mom happy birthday for me.
I will. All
right.
Or just save it for next year, because the time is past.
Yeah. Yeah, so speaking of puke, let's get back to the movie Skins.
The first 15 minutes or so, I get why it was in there. So you can understand the world you're in and the fucking people you're dealing with. And say, the people with the deformities aren't that bad. But, I didn't... co-directed by Bryan Singer. That was, I didn't really need all that.
Yeah, it was a little much. I don't know. I don't think more highly of people with deformities because of this movie. You know, it didn't really, like, win me over to their cause.
They're people too, Joe.
Yes, yes.
They're just
yes.
Like me and you, kind of.
Yeah, but they look weird. Yeah, yeah, I get all that, and I don't know, it's not like the special effects were the best, but they were good enough to arouse some disgust in me.
Yeah, like the asshole face, you can totally see where the makeup stopped. It was a totally different color.
Mm-hmm.
The boy gob face, he was okay, like that was a middle. And then the half-face girl, I think it was, that makeup was a totally different color. Yeah. I don't know if it was because they were using that weird pastel shit and they just couldn't get it right. But, it was fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like I said, it was good enough to just, like, make me, like, kind of cringe and, like, why am I watching this shit?
The actual hole of the butt was painted nice.
It's definitely an odd one. You know, if you're into odd fucking movies, and you have a strong stomach, you can, I'd say, recommend.
Yeah, I didn't find it like that disgusting or made me want to puke or whatever the fuck you said last week.
Mm-hmm. Well, it like, did just, to me.
Just that first 15 minutes is just like, all right, guys.
Yeah, it's not something I ever want to watch again.
I thought the acting was pretty good, though. I'm guessing that was like a Mexican Telemundo or novella, whatever, like the soap opera shit. It was like their weird over-the-top acting. So, yeah, I mean, thought that was funny.
It's I thought the acting was better than, say, some of the episodes of Masters of Horror. they definitely spent more money than Masters of Horror did, or used their money more wisely, I should say.
Did you ever look up and see the person who directed this movie?
No, I meant to when you had mentioned that, but no.
They look like they direct this movie.
Okay.
What do you think that is, Joe?
Let's see, like really thick glasses, kind of bordering on the edge of fat, you know, just kind of soft looking. I'd say, yeah.
I think once you look up the picture of this gentleman, you'll say, oh, that figures. Yeah, I would say give it a watch. It's on Netflix. It's not, I don't think it's this shock movie. I just think it's, you know, hey, people are people, man.
Yeah.
I think it's just one of those. Quote unquote people or people. Wink. So me or you, since we both watched Skins. I would have liked it more if you watched Hot Potato this week. We do Hot Potato Skins. Those are delicious.
You go ahead, because I only watched two other movies.
I watched Chained Heat, the Linda Blair and John Vernon classic. I'm not a women in prison movie fan, but this was touted by Mr. Skin, the fucking creep who did the intro to this fucking thing. He sounds like a total fucking hey, come on down and see the tits. But yeah, they dubbed it the greatest women in prison movie ever.
Who directed this one?
I don't know, probably some dude.
It's somebody that went up and became a big name, right?
Oh, I don't know. I've never heard of him before.
Like Jonathan Demme or somebody?
Yeah, I don't know. It was pretty filthy. It was a pretty filthy, sleazy movie, and I'm kind of ashamed that I watched it and that it's not in the for sale bin. Because
Chained
it,
Heat or Chained Heat? Which one did
Chained.
You watch? Chained, yeah. Jonathan Demme did this one, and he went on to do... Well, I gotta look him up, because now that I fucking said his name, I forgot everything he did.
I got some bad news for you, Joe.
Hmm.
Your internet's scrolling. The internet can't handle you doing both things.
Okay. Hold on. Silence of the Lambs.
That's
what he went on to do.
That makes sense. Because his dick was tucked between his legs. These were a bunch of women. Yeah, I mean, it's entertaining as long as you know what you're in for. That dude, Sybil Danning's in it, so you get to look at him.
She the warden?
No, she's like the bad bitch of the white clan. Mm. And then the fucking black clan only has two people. It's like, what the fuck? And then I guess Linda Blair was thrown in prison for drunk driving and killing a dude or something. Or she wasn't paying attention and killed the guy. So she's like this innocent
or fucking... Or she's just a woman behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah. Mm.
Not good.
How dare you.
Not a good combination.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you know what you're getting in for, I'd say give it a shot. Unlike Red Heat, which also stars Linda Blair going to prison. but it's not so much a prison. It's like a fucking Eastern European sweatshop factory.
So it's a gulag.
I guess. The fucking tough dykes there, like, tattoo what looks like Crayola marker drawings, little sketches on their faces of, like, spiders and eagles and shit. It's really fucking stupid. Like, it looks like they just hit it, like, oh, I found a purple pen. Let's fucking heat it up, and I'm going to do a giant grasshopper on your cheek. It's fucking dumb. And unlike Chained Heat, they got it right. They had a bunch of rough-looking women that looked like they would be toughing it out in prison. Not just like Chained Heat. It's just, oh, yeah, I got these pretty ladies in here taking their tops off. No, these are some rough mugs diking it out forcefully.
I've never seen this one.
Yeah, don't.
You know, I've heard of it.
It doesn't even look good. Like, the quality of it, it looks like it'd be like on one of those 8 movie discs.
I like the poster art.
Yeah, you would. With that. What does that mean?
What? That I like the poster art?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's cool. You know, okay. It's got the upper level, you know, the jail, and then there's like some riot going on in a cave or something.
In a cave. Grizzly man's walking out with the bear head in one hand and an axe in the other. This is an alternate dimension.
Catacombs of the gulag.
Yeah, I would not recommend Red Heat, but Chained Heat, if you know what you're in for, then give it a shot. John Vernon's pretty good in it.
Kind of along those same lines, I watched Blitzkrieg, Escape from Stalag 69. This is a
69.
Women in prison concentration camp movie. Oh, man, this was distributed by your boys, Wild Eye. You know,
oh, so it's awesome.
It is shit. And it is...
They're not my boys. They're my family.
Like, I think it's over 2 hours or right at 2 hours, and fuck.
Why?
And it's got a lot of nudity, but it's not good nudity at all. It's like, man, like.
Red nudity.
Yeah, I think I'll read while this nude scene is going on. Yeah, no effort in script or acting. It's just. Yeah, one of these movies the guys just decided to put together in a couple of weekends or something and found chicks that would take their clothes off through most of the movie.
What'd they shoot it on?
I don't fucking know.
There you do.
A phone. A flip phone. Yeah, it's just
Was the audio
bad.
Nice?
No, the audio, you know... You've seen independent movies. You've made independent movies. The audio fades in and out, and it gets too loud in some cases, you know. Nothing like this show. But,
How is the gore?
I don't remember. I think they chop off some guy's dick, which seems
nice.
To be the independent thing to do in
was
every
it a bump
fucking...
one?
It was just, I don't know, not good. Just not a good movie.
Okay.
Yeah. One guy seemed to have an authentic, like, German uniform that he probably has at home that he brought along to do with him.
So this was actually in, there was supposed to, was it in Germany?
Yes, Tom, it's supposed to be in Germany.
It was Austrian, but okay.
Yeah, well, yeah. So I'm as bad at the accents as they are. Nine. We must stop the prisoners from escaping.
That's a little better.
Okay, yeah.
But that first one was definitely Arnold.
Hell of an actor.
Hell of a politician.
Yeah.
Hell of a... He treats the cleaning ladies well. That's what
he
I'm
does.
Trying to say. All right. What did I watched Legendary. This is Legendary. It's a WWE joint.
It's for the kids. Then.
It's for the children.
All right. Yeah.
A little fucking dork ass kid.
Sorry we missed you, Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I listened to some guy watching it while I was painting. He was some Irish guy, like, oh, I'm overacting so people will watch me fade.
My brother sent me a message earlier in the day and say, hey, here's a code if you want to watch Royal Rumble. Yeah, I forgot all about it.
Nothing. It's the COVID era, so it's not like they're going to have these big fucking surprises. And with the crowd not there, it's like, who gives a fuck? It's all piped in shit. You get your fucking act together and get some fucking fat idiots in those seats, and I'll start watching again, okay? Yeah, I canceled that shit a few months back.
I know. I had your code.
Fucking prick. Anyways, Legendary is about a little dork-ass motherfucker and his estranged fucking, oh, he's from the wrong side of the tracks, brother John Cena. You could tell he's from the wrong side of the tracks because he lives in a trailer home. Because if there's one thing WWE does, it shits subtly. Yeah, hey, can you help me be a wrestler? It runs in our blood. Our papa's a wrestler. You was a wrestler until you went from the other side of the law. And now I think I'm going to be a wrestler too. Oh, my first match sucks, but I won't give up. Oh my God, I'm the world's best wrestler now. And that's when Tom turned it off because he gave no more fucks.
Well, sounds like you got pretty far.
Yeah, I got like 50 minutes in, so
yeah.
Whatever else was left, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you probably only had like 20 more minutes. I mean, one thing about their movies is they know their limitations and they don't try to go too far with it. It's 110 minutes. I mean, no, so I'm sorry, like 80 minutes, 85. We're good. We've told our story.
As long as it's 71 minutes or higher. So it's yeah. Actual movie.
Feature length, yeah. Yeah.
Well, and then I watched The Chaperone with H to the Third Power.
Yes.
You ever see the trailer for this?
Someone where he's driving a bus or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer, but that's all I've seen.
You've seen the movie.
Okay.
It's just that. It's like, oh yeah, it's a movie. So what'd you watch?
So it's Are We There Yet, but with Triple H.
I don't know. I've never seen Are We There Yet.
Okay, well, that's coming up on our retrospectives.
Sure hope not, because that's not horror.
It's not. I watched Blue Caprice. This is the story of the DC sniper. And who is it? Isaiah something playing the DC sniper. This is more of like an art house approach to it, but it's pretty good. The acting in it's good, but you got to sit through a lot of that that independent art house style of shooting, you know, where it's just handheld and it's just a lot of, I don't know, people
running
walking.
Gun, baby.
Yeah, people walking, you know, and so a lot of that's shitty. It's not real violent. Like, a lot of the shit is just kind of implied, but it's a good flick. It's just a weird-ass case, you know? It's like when I watched that documentary about it, it's like just fucking crazy that they went for so long killing so many people, you know?
Still got DC Sniper starring Ken Foray waiting.
Still gotta watch that, yes.
It's just waiting, Joe. Waiting for you to say, all right, let's watch it.
Which I'm sure that's going to be the better of these two. But this was not bad. But it is, you know, snobby, I guess you could say.
Up its own anals.
Yeah. You got Joey Lauren Adams in it. You remember her?
Oh, that dude.
Yeah. So in this one, he's playing a... Like a strung out skinny white girl.
Skinny?
And it is the perfect role for her because, yeah, I could see her definitely in this. And I never thought she was attractive. I know there's a bunch of people after watching whatever the fuck she was in, Clerks. It's like, oh, man, she's hot. No, she's not. She's not. Mallrats. There you go, Mallrats. She's not. Not at all. And it really shows in this. And who's the other fucker that's in this movie? I don't know, but you'd recognize him.
It's okay.
I don't know. He's in a lot of shit. I think he's an Okie. Maybe he was in Wings. Maybe he wasn't. I don't know.
Hope not. Speaking of Wings, Joe, finished up The Nanny, all 146 episodes. There was definitely some good stuff in there. Towards the end, when Mr. Sheffield and the nanny finally decided to come together and get married, you know, around that time, fifth season wasn't great, but when they knew the end was coming, they kind of picked it up. A lot of good jokes still in this, but maybe just a couple episodes a day. Not, you know, 2-3 discs a fucking day. That broke my brain for a couple days, and I had to take a little break.
So how many years before you think you go back and revisit this again?
I got the DVDs. I'm sure if I'm just looking for something to put on the background in the shop, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll just grab this and throw it on. If I'm looking for something, a background noise on a TV, and that's on, I'll say, fuck it. Have myself a couple chuckles.
What kind of special features they got on those DVDs?
I was supposed to have, like, this nanny reunion, a nosh to remember. And, yeah, Jewish, I know.
Yeah.
I was so stupid not to know this was a Jewish show. But, yeah, I kind of watched some of it, and I said, no, sir. I'm not watching this. And then I look down in there and there's a little Lifetime logo. No. I think on the first disc there was a commentary track or two. I started listening to that. I said, I'm good. So, I mean, there are special features. It's
a commentary with the nanny herself.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But it was a good show. I definitely suggest giving it a chance. They wrapped it up all nice. Nanny and Mr. Sheffield got married, and they had twins. The oldest daughter married an underwear model and went off to France with the middle-aged kid who was taking a year off before he goes to college to find himself, because they're just rich motherfuckers with trust funds and shit. They can do whatever the fuck they want. And that would probably be my biggest problem with the show. It's just I don't give a fuck about these rich dickheads.
They're the
fuck
elite.
Them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Fuck them. And then the youngest girl, she's out of therapy, and, you know, she's going to be happy moving to L.A. with her dad, Mr. Sheffield, and her new mom, as he gives up Broadway to produce TV shows. And then Mr. Sheffield's assistant, Cece, and Niles the butler, like the whole thing, it's just like them going back and forth at each other, calling each other dickheads, and then they get married at the end.
So when did the nanny and Sheffield get married?
I think it was the very end of season 5.
Okay, and then there was
six,
how many more seasons after that? Okay, so there was another season.
Because what the fuck else are you going to do?
In season 6, did they hire another nanny? Because she's a wife now. She doesn't have to do that shit.
There were a couple episodes where they hired a different nanny for one reason or another, but I don't think they did because the kids grew up. So I know it's just kind of, all right, what do you do? You know, so they kind of had to shut it down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But wasn't like, there a baby or something? Oh, no. The baby was aborted in the toilet, you said.
No, okay. It wasn't. It turns out that's where we left off last time. But it turns out that it was just a fake pregnancy.
Ah.
She had the farts.
Okay.
But then she did get pregnant with twins. I mean, yeah, it was good. I would recommend it for sure.
Okay.
Like half the guest stars, I don't know who the fuck they are.
Mr. T?
No, he wasn't, but Coolio was on two different episodes in different seasons.
Well, if you want to draw in viewers, there's, you know, nothing no quite like bringing Coolio in.
Yeah, in the 90s, that was...
Did he roll in a big wheel?
No, he was like a nerd that they had to make into like a hardcore rapper for the stage play of Rap the Musical or some shit. And then he played himself when they went to visit Hollywood Squares. Like in the fourth, fifth season, man, they just had money. So it's like, let's take the nanny on location. So they just went to like Vegas and England and shit, and that stuff kind of sucked. They had their cruise episode.
Yeah, they got some exterior shots in those, huh? They're not just in the studio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was in front of a studio audience at the very last thing on the final episode. They all come out and bow in front of their studio audience. Oh, thank you for watching it. And then some fat old grandma. No, thank you, dear. And you could tell she was just like, you bitch, you just cut me off in the middle of my fucking...
I was talking.
Oh, sweet Roseanne, bro. But yeah, it was good. I would highly recommend it. Niall steals the fucking show, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Hopefully he responds to my cameo request. I can't wait.
Is that it? You watch anything else?
I did. I started a new series, Joe. This is Godzilla, the animated series.
Is this the one with Godzuki?
No, this is the sequel to the Roland Emmerich film, Godzilla.
Okay, so this is the one that's done in the hyper anime style?
No.
Hmm.
This is, like, barely can be called animation. You know the Men in Black cartoon?
Yeah.
Probably the same company. That came on the same channel one after another. So, I mean, it wasn't good. It's all right, though. You know, there's some cool monsters there. If you look at them and then have that image of your mind of how cool it could really be, like their monsters are a good jumping off point. It fights Q, the winged serpent, in one of the episodes. They call it Quesadilla or whatever the fuck its name is. You should know, right?
Quetzalcoatl.
There you go. Bless you again. Man, get a tissue. But yeah, he fights that guy. And then aliens come down and resurrect Godzilla that died in the movie.
Did they turn to roaches?
Did they what?
The aliens, did they turn to roaches?
No, they did not. That's the Men in Black.
Hmm.
But yeah, I'm on season 2 now, or I should say I'm on disc 3 of 4, and I might finish it. It's just kind of a lot of the same shit. It's very, very formulaic. But I would say watch the first couple episodes, and then the mini 3-episode arc of Godzilla getting resurrected. And watch those, and I think you'll be good. Because, I mean, that's just a sequel to the movie. Like, it's a direct sequel to the movie.
And he's talking to you, listeners, not to me, because he knows I'm not going to watch this shit.
Damn it, Mike. Watch that shit. Billy already is. Why the fuck aren't you? Fuck you, Kyle. Chris is cool, though. So did you watch anything else? I was going to say I watched Blitzkrieg, but I wrote that down because you watched it.
I watched that, yeah. No, I watched nothing else. I didn't.
All right. Well, my wrist is starting to hurt, and my forearm is very swollen. Luckily, we're close to the end.
That's what happens when you masturbate with the masters of horror. And this time, we've got a name that everybody associates with horror, John McNaughton.
McNaughton doing shit.
Oh, fuck. Okay, here we go. This one's based on a Clive Barker story. But we got Mick Garris doing the teleplay. Because Mick Garris keeps on wanting to get paid for this show. As, you know, as many hats as he can wear, he gets a different paycheck.
And it was going to be directed by George Romero. And he had to leave to go work on Land of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave him a little credit just because he was going to direct
it. I caught that, yeah, in the credits and at the end.
That's I would be, if I was him, I'd how dare you?
Yeah, don't put my name on that.
Oh, you thought you got away, did you? You and Clive, both of you.
So yeah, we got some zombie action in this, so I could see them wanting Romero to do it. This is Clive Barker. Clive Barker, if you've read a lot of his shit, you know he's a big fan of Frankenstein, the Frankenstein story. And that's what this one seems to start out like. This guy, this doctor's at school telling everybody, nah, I know how to resurrect people. I know how to do this. But, you know, it's like when you brag on that shit and somebody calls you out on it, you know, it's like, oh, well, I don't know how to do it anyway. All I know how to do is burn bodies.
I knew how to cook.
Yeah, so he's down on his luck, and he hears about some traveling mask maker that knows how to resurrect. Yes, so those of you that don't know, Tom also acts, and he is in this episode as an apothecary,
a dog murderer, a repeat offender.
Yes. He murders dog puppets, very bad looking dog puppets.
About every 3 minutes. It was in the script. This fucking dog again.
When he first pulls that dog out of that basket, that shit looked real. That's like, it's all limp and everything. It's like,
and then
fuck.
It looked like the most phony monster.
Yeah. Then it looked like, yeah, like a fucked up sock with some shit thrown on it.
I mean, it looked cool, but it just looked like that's not a real thing in our reality.
I didn't think it looked cool, but, you know, you can have that one, I guess.
Just looked like my cum sock.
Yeah, so can this guy resurrect shit, or is he a charlatan? We don't fucking know, because the doctor's got to go visit his dad, who's sick. But he doesn't make it. You know, he stops along the way. And meets this guy and his very beautiful wife. She is quite attractive, but she only likes to fuck the dead. That's right. Every once in a while, this guy who can, I guess, resurrects people for her to fuck. And that's what she do. She rides zombies. And if you like, you know, fake gyrations and, you know, a nice looking woman, there's plenty of that in this. I mean, I was surprised at how long some of those simulated sex scenes went on. Because they went on and on and on.
Like that song?
Yeah, and on.
On and on.
But yeah, this one, like most of the other ones, it fucking sucks. It looks like shit. Nobody in this can act for fuck.
Well, Joe, you know I fucking hate period pieces. These old-timey talking fucking idiots. I would
indubitably
say
Tom. You've spoken of this many times in the past, my friend.
All right, we're
but
done
come,
here. Boy,
but come, more wine, please.
I would say the first 40 minutes of this, pretty boring and pretty not good. But then the last 15 minutes just gets fucking goofy. So she's like, oh, all right, you should have done more stuff like this. It's a girl fucking the dead and the zombies like look cool. It's like, oh, yeah, I can picture George Romero directing these zombies. It's because it's the people who made the zombies in all his other movies.
But why is the guy resurrecting like six zombies if she's only going
to watch?
If she's just going to do one, why don't they just like fucking pull a big old fucking zombie gangbang on her?
Because that's crude, Joe.
Yeah, but it's Masters of Horror, and you guys can do whatever you want.
Yeah, it's not Masters of Smut.
It might as well be.
You'd get fucking Demi Moore, whoever the fuck directed Chain Heat you were talking
about. Jonathan Demi.
There you go. But yeah, and then she gets knocked up by the dead and somehow gives birth to the dead alive baby.
But yeah.
So it's just like, hey.
That's what I said. Oh, man, they still had that prop. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, you can see it coming from a mile away, but like that last 15 minutes is just so wild and no fucks given. I liked it.
But on top of that, this whole thing.
Plus, I was in it.
It's a framing device. You know, this is a story within a story. And that whole framing device is fucking stupid, too.
Well, I mean, you just know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But it was okay. Not saying much. Again, next week it'll probably come in at number 3.
We'll see. I mean, I think they might all be tied for second to last. I don't know.
You got to put them in some order, though.
I guess so. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, unfortunately. I'm definitely watching Imprint tonight so I can just toss this fucking thing in the for sale bin. I was like, man, maybe I'll just keep it for Hackle's Tale, which is the one we watched this week. We didn't even say.
We'd say the title Hackle's Tale. Yeah, what the hell kind of name is that?
A shitty old-timey one. I was even thinking about buying the DVD because I was like, oh, yeah, that's not bad. Let's get the special features and have. No, what the fuck are you doing, Tom? This is Masters of Horror, you fucking idiot. Don't spend any more money on this rubbish.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't spend any money. I'm glad I found it on the Roku channel. I will probably get rid of my season 2 without even rewatching them.
Is that skull one?
Yeah, it's the skull one.
Like it's in a skull?
Yes.
You can get like $120.
Okay, I'll take it.
When I thought we were doing season 2 next, I was looking up to see. I was like, oh no, I'm not spending that. So just hold on to it, Joe.
Well, season 2 is also on the Roku channel.
Well, just hold on to it because there might be special features on there.
All right.
Because they're all individual discs, right?
Yes. No, yes. Well... Yeah, I think I'll look at it tomorrow. I don't know.
You pop the top of it off, and then it's just like discs in this hollow plastic thing.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so just hold on to it. Who knows what we're going to start next. Not that. Or sell it. Who am I? It's your shit.
Yeah, we'll see.
Put it on a Macari.
Times are tough. I might check out the old Macari.
It takes a while for shit to get sold. And, like, there's always an offer button on there. So, it is what it is, but I found a couple things on there.
Yeah, that's the drawback to doing that, is I might end up spending more than I'm selling. Yeah. Looking around at shit. But, I mean, that's the risks when you're trying to take over the mob. Like, our new buddy, Wilson Fisk. We are on Spider-Man issue 51. Not just any Spider-Man, but the amazing Spider-Man. Last week we were introduced to old fat boy Wilson Fisk, and he's got a cane that he can vaporize people with. So when our old buddy Foswell decided, nah, I'm going to go back to crime, Kingpin just shut his ass down quick. Now he's got Foswell just... in a little room that he can look in on. It's got a little bed in there. It's kind of odd, you know.
Red, please, sir.
But when you're trying to unify all the mob of New York, the first thing you want to do is go have them collect money from gas stations. So Spidey, he's out swinging around. He's all healed up from his injuries. He sees the mob because the mob thinks he's done. Remember in issue 50, he decided I'm not going to be Spider-Man for a few pages and then put the costume back on. But in that time, in those few pages, everybody got wind that Spider-Man is no more. Well, he's back and he's jumping around and it doesn't look too good because we got a different inker on John Romita's pencils this time and it looks all thick and shitty. Not good, not good. But neither's this story. It's not a good story. I like the Kingpin as a villain, but his early appearances, not the best.
It's like every other issue we've read.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to get good till 2-something.
Maybe. Yeah, we got another cliffhanger because the Kingpin, not only does he have a trick cane, he has a trick tie pin that shoots gas, you know, like the Joker, and knocks Spider-Man out, so we don't know. I think they're all going to fuck him. But we'll find out next issue.
I would have to assume that the Kingpin is pretty thick. And Peter being a slim fellow, that doesn't fare well for his anals.
Yeah. He's also got J. Jonah Jerklin kidnapped, too. So maybe he'll make them fuck each other.
Oh, no. His mustache will tickle. You ever feel a mustache on your butthole, Joe?
No.
See, yes, I have. Joe!
No. That must be an Italian thing.
It's the number 7 at the Garden. Hey, bud. You like lists?
How's that feel, Mario? I like a Giuseppe. I like it.
Oh, that old fruit.
I've been known to like a list or two.
Cool.
This time, our list consists of movies with a wrestler in the cast. That's right, a professional wrestler.
On this, the night of Royal Rumble, which that's neither cool. One of us watched.
No, but it's very timely, because we're always very timely on this show. So on our honorable mentions, or my honorable mentions, I have to put on my glasses, because I'm an old fuck now. That's what I got to do.
Do you know, see that the Pope just instituted a Grandparents' Day?
Where the fuck's he get the authority for that? From God? Nah, I don't know about that one, man. Honorable mention. I have Circle of Iron, which features Earl Maynard. Yeah. We all know Earl Maynard. Then I have G.I. Joe... the movie, but it's an animated movie, and it's got Sergeant Slaughter. Then I have Roadhouse, the Patrick Swayze classic that's made a classic because it features Terry Funk. Then I have Santa's Sleigh with your girl, the nanny, and Bill Goldberg.
Oh, yeah, she's at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Got two Jews at the beginning of this Christmas movie.
And rounding out the honorable mentions, I have Day of the Warrior with Julie K. Smith and Buff Bagwell.
Julie K. Smith's a wrestler now?
I wish.
What?
Huh? Tom, your honorable mentions.
Oh, I have, don't do this often, but I have to, a movie that you can get over there at dwnproductions.net, and that's Fisted with the ECW legend Tommy Dreamer. And then I have Fighting With My Family, a one we both recently watched last year, maybe. And that has The Rock and some other wrestlers in it. And then I have Scooby-Doo in the WrestleMania mystery. And then I just had like a little hyphen and wrote a lot.
The roster.
Yeah. And then I have Major Pain, directed by Michael Myers himself, and this has Bam Bam Juggalo in it.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I have Predator with Jesse the Mind Ventura. Number 10.
Okay. I gave myself a rule on this that I wasn't going to use the same wrestler more than once.
Mm. I did not go with that rule.
And that's fine. That's just I wanted to make things a little more challenging for myself. At number 10, I have Man on the Moon, which features Jerry Lawler, detailing his real-life escapades with whatever the fuck that guy's name was, Andy Kaufman.
Yep.
But it also features wrestling personality Jim Ross.
Mm. I have Hell Comes to Frog with Rowdy Roddy Pippin. It's good. Little
the
frog
rowdy
men
one.
In it. Yeah. They drink warm beer. They're just like, oh, at least it's beer. Waka waka. And then Sandow Birdman's in it, I think. It's all right.
Yeah.
Number 9.
This is where things got a little, I don't know. At first, I was going to go with The Rundown featuring The Rock. But then I remembered he's in Walking Tall. So I had to take off The Rundown. And then I remembered the best movie he's been in, Pain and Gain, featuring The Rock. If you haven't seen Pain and Gain, that movie's a fucking lot of fun.
I have the Mickey Rooney classic, The Wrestler, with Ernest the Cat Miller.
I have not seen that one.
It's all right. It's good enough to be number 9 on this wrestler list.
That's right.
Number 8.
Number 8, I have Predator with Jesse Ventura, who you've already mentioned.
I have a gentleman that you mentioned before, and so did I, and that's The Rock in the whatever movie that's not that great, but I still like it, Doom. Number 7.
Number 7. Got the movie that started the franchise, Highlander, and it features the Freebirds. That's right. Buddy Roberts, rest in peace, buddy.
On number 7?
Yes.
I have Infinity War with Barista. Number 6.
Conan the Barbarian featuring Pat Roach, who was in a lot of shit. A
like
whole
Trailer
lot of
Park
shit.
Boys.
He was all over the place.
I have Guardians of the Galaxy with Barista. He's good at that one role. Number 5.
In the Mouth of Madness, the John Carpenter classic.
Yeah, we got a call.
Hello? This one features, he's doing his own podcast. He's going to be taking calls instead of making them.
You should get on it.
But this movie has Paul Bunyan, also known as the Canadian Giant, as a truck driver.
Number 5, I have Rowdy Pepperoni in They Live. Number 4.
Get the biopic Ed Wood, which features George the Animal Steel.
Mm. I have the Mr. C classic that hopefully he'll talk about on his podcast, Escape from New York, featuring Ox Baker.
Mm.
Number 3.
have things to do in Denver when you're dead, which features Zeus, who is also in a shitload of movies. I'll tell you, doing this list, you know, doing some research, I came across a lot of shitty movies I want to watch.
Don't watch Legendary.
Okay.
Number three, I got Don Fry in my favorite Godzilla movie, Godzilla Final Wars. He plays Thunderbolt Ross.
Hmm.
Number two,
Escape from New York, featuring Ox Baker. That odd fucking looking, what's he, Mongolian? Who knows?
No, that was the Stomper. My number two is a very underrated movie, which if you haven't seen it, I highly suggest it. And this has the Big Show, Mark Henry, Great Khali, MVP, Chris Jericho. And this is Matt Gruber, a Saturday Night Live movie. Don't let that scare you. It's actually pretty funny.
That's what I've been told. But yeah, I hope let the whole it's a skit movie scare me off.
It's fucking good. It's damn good. I don't know if you'll like it, though.
I don't know, man.
Number one.
Mad Max Fury Road. That one hasn't hit one of my number ones in a while, but it's back. It features Nathan Jones, who also seems to be in a lot of shit.
Never heard of her.
Very short wrestling career.
Ah, I see.
Had some trouble with the law, you know.
Oh, no.
Had some trouble with the visas, too.
Yikes. I know that game. No, I don't. I have the Cactus Sack classic, Big Dollar Sign Hustlers.
I was great more movie. Than sure Big Dollar Sign Rustlers was going to be your number one.
Mm-mm. Go with that H-Train, baby. All right, so next week we're going to have we'll see how this goes. I was thinking of not doing one next week since we're going to list our Masters of Horror episode. But I said, let's do one anyways. Who knows what we're going to watch? We might need it. So, this one, the movie's title has to start with the word the. So that's what we're going with. I would suggest just looking at your DVDs.
Looking at my DVD collection, yeah. All right.
So that's what we got. Hey, down in the comments, fuck off. And then go to dwnproductions.net. And there's stuff up there for you to look around. Go to the video section. You can watch my second movie, Cheese Balls, for free. If you're so inclined, there's a section you can buy stuff. Otherwise, you can go on over to
FastCustomShirts.com. Got some old stuff. Got some new stuff. But, you know, it is what it is. Get yourself a shirt. Or don't. Who gives a fuck? Fuck you. Hey, but if you're going to get a mask, get it quick, man, because those things are breaking. Those molds, they're breaking left and right.
They are. It's like somebody hit me up in October. There's, oh, can I get these? Sure, I'm actually even having a sale right now. So it's even better. And then they hit me up today. It was like, hey, can I get those masks? It's like, well, one of the molds are broke. Oh, you break my heart.
Well, could you do this to me?
Yeah. It was just like, why did you buy them before when it was like cheap, 25% off? But, you know, maybe they couldn't, and that's what happens. So, I mean, if you see some fucking mask or sculpture artists out there and they're selling something, you want it, jump on it, because shit happens, dog, and not everybody makes masters of everything.
Yeah.
But, hey, on that note, we're already a month into 2020. Boy, God.
A long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember the last thing that you said as you were leaving. Now the days go by so fast. It's one more day up in the canyons. And it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think that I could be forgiven, I wish you would. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. The smell of whippetles in winter, feeling that it's all a lot of oysters but no pearls. All at once you look across a crowded room to see the way the light attaches to a girl. One more night up in the canyons. And it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think you might come to California, I think you should. Na na na. Na 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 na. Drove up to Hillside Manor sometime after 2 a.m. and talked a little while about the year. I guess the winter makes you laugh a little slower, makes you talk a little lower about the things you could not show her. A long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember all the times I tried to tell myself, hold on to these moments as they pass. It's one dead day up in the canyon, and it's one more night in Hollywood. It's been long since I've seen the ocean. I guess I should. Yeah. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Yeah.
Na 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 na. Na na na. Na 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 na.